Chapter 4. Being pregnant is like being ill without a cure, unless you count bringing a baby into the world as a cure. Nick will never know how terrified I am of that. He believes I'll learn to love being a mom. God, I hope he's right. Dr. Jen Joshi. It had been a while since Nikhil had felt smart. But even his sustained and deliberate disconnection from his lifelong nerd status couldn't excuse the asinine direction of his thoughts. What if she's telling the truth? He kept thinking. After starting the day with that, there was only one way the rest of the day could go: down the crapper. Right where he'd thrown up his jack every night for 2 years, along with a slow supply of his insides. Evidently, he had also thrown away 10 years of medical education and every iota of common sense. Jess Koirala was either a really good actress, or she was one of those metaphysical types who actually believed the crap she was handing out. But what if it wasn't crap? And there it was again. He rubbed the stubbly back of his head as though that could erase the stupidity. No, it was crap, but it was impressively well-executed crap. Whatever she was planning, she had pulled it off brilliantly, catching him at the lowest point of his day, or highest if you were measuring blood alcohol levels. All the disappearing around corners, the trembling fingers, the dark clothes, that hair. Then there was the scar. He couldn't get that slash of raised skin out of his head. Even though he hadn't touched it, he could feel its pliant thickness against his fingers, like a memory he hadn't created yet. He had to stop this. He might suck at what he did now, but he had been a damn good physician in his past life. Organ transplants transferred no feelings, no memories, no personality traits from donor to recipient. It was just a spare part being installed in a different machine. That's all. That is all. So Miss Koirala was up to something.